This is under oath we're going to do. This is where we take a oath of honesty. We go under oath, and we give you an opportunity to ask questions about anything. It doesn't have to be, like, embarrassing stuff, but it could be things you always wanted to know about the show. There's always something that comes out of it where even all of us go, oh, well, I had no idea.
Hey, what's your shoe size?
Yeah. There will be one or two things we probably can talk about. Like, everybody always was like, how much money do you make? That's always the first question you get.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, if it's anything that has pending litigation, obviously we can't get too deep into it. But let's just roll it out and see how it goes. Again, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Here's Under Oath.
Have to go to court.
No.
You're come on.
I'm not going to go to court.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
All rise.
The Mike Calta Show is now under oath.
I have a question.
All right.
What would you do to the person if you found out they were the ones that keep lowering the volume there?
No, that was me.
Oh, all right.
But what would I do to the person who keeps moving the goddamn chairs like they're playing musical chairs at night?
Yeah.
I would kick them in the throat.
Oh. Who do you think it is? Who right now is at the top of your throat kicking list?
I have to imagine that it's BDRS. They're the last people in here, right?
Yeah.
And if they're having guests in or different people in that are moving stuff around.
They have the second most people on the show.
Yeah.
If you found out that it was definitely the BDRS people that are leaving food in your area, mixing the chairs up, doing all this stuff, and John said, hey, you want them gone, they're gone, would you fire them?
No, I wouldn't fire them, but I would shank them like we were in prison. Like I'd wait for them around the...
And then 50 steps?
Yeah, real quick, a bunch of them.
Anything in the room before we go to the phone calls?
No, let's gear it up with some phone calls. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's start here. Let's go to Laura. Laura, good morning. We are under oath. You are up first. What do you got, Laura?
Oh, good morning. My question is for Spanish.
Spanish? Yes. This is for you.
Hi,
first
Laura.
One up.
All right, here it is. If you found money that you knew was somebody else's, would you give it back to them or would you keep it?
I would give it back to them.
Well, wait. Hold on. If he knew, like, it was somebody, like, one of ours, or...
Anybody. So, say, for instance, he's at home and he found, hey, I just found $20 in the dryer. I know I'm not the one to put it in. Somebody else did. Are you keeping that money? Or are you letting them know, hey, I found your money. Here you go.
If I found it at home, I would definitely ask my roommates if they lost that money. But if I found, like, an envelope full of hundreds, just, like, walking on the street, I'd keep that money.
Yeah, but what if you knew who the money belonged to?
If I knew who it belonged to, no, I couldn't do it.
Depends on who it was, though.
Yeah. Like, what if you found out? What if you found $600 bills, and it's the guy that owns the dead guy bar downstairs? Nobody saw you take it.
I'd probably keep it,
Yeah. I would keep it, too.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Laura. Okay. I'll that answers
Thank
your
you,
question.
Laura.
Spanish is a thief.
I am not.
Michael, good morning.
How you doing, buddy? Man, I love your show.
Thank you, pal. We're under oath, and you're up next. What do you got, Michael?
May I ask you a hypothetical question?
Sure. Me or in general? Go ahead.
You personally.
All right.
You're in a hotel, and you get on an elevator. The elevator stops at a floor. Bubba the Love Sponge gets on the elevator. You guys go up to another boarding each other, and the elevator breaks, and you're stuck there for 3 hours. How does it go?
Oh, I got to tell you, if I'm in an elevator and it stops in general, I'm just going to sleep. And if I'm with a big fat boar, I'm also going to sleep. So I can't see how anything would be anything different there. Roger, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is around the room, and I hope it's not out of bounds. I see it in traffic all the time. I'd like to know if each member of the show in their adult life has ever picked their nose and put it in their mouth.
Oh, God.
No.
I do pick my nose quite a bit.
Right.
I have been known to wrap it around a penny and throw it out my window.
Yeah.
But I have never put it in my
penny.
Mouth.
Why don't you flick it out the window?
Because it was long and it was kind of drippy.
Nice.
And I didn't have anything else to use, so I wrapped it around a penny and then threw the penny out the window.
I, too, am a picker, but I just had to have this conversation with my daughter that if you eat your own boogers, bugs grow in your belly.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's... available for adults too. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not put my boogers in my mouth.
Carmen does, though. I have a feeling Carmen's going to say yes.
No.
Ever?
No.
I put them in the passenger floor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
You flick to the other side?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I am not riding in your car.
I do pick my nose a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger.
By the way, this just in under oath. Johnny B said, every night I come in, there's a broken chair in front of Mike 2, so I usually find the least broke chair and use it. So maybe it's somebody from Drew Grab Alive.
So Soul Brother Kevin is what you're saying?
Yep.
Well, he says nobody sits in my seat.
Right.
For Drew Grab Alive, so I don't know.
So
I don't know what's happening.
Kevin probably takes your chair, and then Johnny B takes it back.
Why is it got to be Kevin?
Well, because he's the one who sits over here instead of on yours.
Okay.
Because Kevin would sit in your seat.
All right. I'm going to leave a note for him.
Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, this is UFO Ryan.
No way.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. What do you got?
Right. Around the room, how do you guys really feel about Rob?
Now or before?
Before, because I've heard Spanish and Carmen kind of make innuendos that they really didn't like him.
Well, that's a good question.
I can tell you, honestly, my feelings have not changed. I was never a fan, never thought he was good.
Didn't like him.
Did not like him.
Yeah.
But I think he knew that, and I think everybody else knew that.
I feel like I was duped a little bit. I feel like that Rover was right. He's a liar, and he does things for...
Oh, all right. See you later.
Hang up and listen.
I feel like now I know he's a liar, and he just likes to take advantage of situations, and he's in it for what he can get out of it for himself. And I think that was very evident by his exit here. So I'm not a fan now, but I did like him when he worked here.
I started off not liking him, and then after a couple conversations that we had, Michael... I really gave my all to like him, and I started to like him, and then he just quit, and now I don't know, it just feels dirty. I feel dirty for liking him.
Carmen?
I think after his little tantrum about us making jokes about him farting.
Forgot about that.
I knew that.
Farting?
Yeah, he said I'm the fakest person.
He went away, and I filled in on the after show, and you made it out to be like we actually were bullies, jerk. And I just knew right there, like, I've taken way more crap than him. Obviously, he doesn't fit in.
Yeah, he did not fit in with that. So. You were, I got to tell you, even under oath, I'll tell you, you are a trooper because you get more crap than anybody. You and Spanish.
Right.
But, I mean, Spanish knows. Spanish is used to it. You're a girl.
Yeah.
And you take a lot more. Yeah, I know. But she does take a lot more because she has to get the fake, I wouldn't bang her with your D. And you know very well that if they had the opportunity, you totally would bang her. But the guys going out of their way to be mean, we don't care about that stuff. But girls do. So Carmen definitely gets it harder.
But yeah, I knew as soon as that happened and Mike took his back, I was like, this is not going to end well. So
Galvin has a question, but first let me give out the phone number, 727-579-1025. Or 1-800-771-1025. We are under oath, are obligated to answer all questions truthfully, or we'll be called out by other members of the show. You are invited, if you're listening, to call in, or if you're somebody in the room or two here, you can come in the room and ask a question. Galvin, what do you have?
This is for in the room, starting with Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you complain about the most that's involved with the show? And that's including, like, Joey and John Brennan and people in the room. Who do you complain about the most, like, to Blaine or to other people?
Galvin.
Really?
You complain about Galvin?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What is your complaint?
Well, it was just in the last week, just because Sporkle, the Death Pool, everything was such an argument with you. So just in the last week, I
because
wouldn't say
it was
in
all
general,
baloney, and you know that.
But I'm just saying, like, so just in the past week, everything had to be an argument with you, and I'm just like,
right.
I just want to be happy. So I don't know why you got to be mean and want
to
argue.
I'm not mean to you.
No.
Am I mean to you?
No, but still, the arguments are
right because it's ridiculous. Whatever. The stuff happens.
Emotions.
I get it. Okay, Spanish.
I definitely complain about you and Mike the most. Because I always, like you said, I'm always taking heat. Sometimes I take heat for stuff that I didn't even do anything wrong. So I'll go home and I'll vent to Kayla and be like, you'll never believe they called me stupid. We went off air and Mike still called me a dummy off
stupid.
The air. Yeah. Mike?
Dummy. I don't know, man. I don't complain. Oh, I'll complain right to your face. I don't complain a lot. I don't even go home to my wife and go, you know what happened today? Nobody in this room or Joe. You know what I mean? I don't. I really don't. I'd love to tell you if I did.
So, who do you complain
about
the most,
about your boss, John Brennan?
You know what? I take it back. It's Carmen that I complain the most about. No, I don't even complain about John. I don't. I really don't. I'm not. If I have something to say, I usually just say it. I'm not a carry it at home kind of person.
Thank God.
And if I do, it's because of whatever happened that day, and it usually doesn't mean anything. Who do you complain the most about?
Nobody. The person I used to complain about is gone.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you guys complain about me behind my back, and I don't know about
right
it.
Right to your face.
Yeah, okay. Cool. That does make me feel a lot better.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And if you really, if you ever do anything that's like wrong or I think that you could do
please
it differently,
tell me.
I do.
Okay, good.
I go, why would you do that? Yeah. Do it this way, or, you know, wouldn't it make more sense to do this?
You guys have been very good mentors.
Yeah.
Thus far, appreciate that.
Scott, go ahead. What do you got? Let's go to Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
I got a question. You guys remember when you were doing you were looking at your salary, like the real-time salary, and comparing which guys, you know, would make, like, how much time it would take to buy a hamburger and all that stuff?
No, I remember the conversation, but I don't remember what we were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a while ago. My question is, Mike, you said that it would take you a certain amount of time to buy a hamburger. Do you remember if that was true or not?
I don't remember the conversation enough to tell you.
I can tell you.
Hold on. Let's see if Carmen could.
We had a report, and it was saying how much Oprah has to work.
Right.
And it was like every minute Oprah's worth like $1 million. Or you know what I mean? Like it broke down to that and we did it for us.
Oh.
And that's kind of how we.
I don't remember what I said, sir. I don't know if I was basing it on my fictitious $14 million salary.
You said it takes you about 42 seconds to buy a hamburger. So
which is like $1 from McDonald's.
Yeah. I was just wondering if that was true. Then
I still don't understand the math. I can't even tell.
Like, Oprah, literally every second Oprah is awake, she makes enough to buy a car.
Right.
Minute that you work, which is the 4 hours a day, every second that you're at work, you make enough money to buy one hamburger.
Oh, probably.
When you ever.
Yeah, that's not that much. Yeah.
Right.
A McDonald's hamburger?
Right.
Yeah. Probably true, sir. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. Is it like $1 a minute? I don't know.
$1 a second.
Oh. So $1 a second would be $60 a minute times 60 is 120. Right?
You are good at that quick multiplication.
Why are you doing 60? So $1 a minute would be $60.
No, $1 a second.
$1 a second? Oh.
Yeah.
So $60 every minute.
60 times 60. Is $3,600
a day.
That's why I got $120.
And then times four.
Yeah. Oh, times four. So that's just.
Times four. So $14,400 a day.
Every workday.
That's how much I'm making?
Times 365. No.
All right, hold on.
You'd be making $5.2 million a year.
Oh, nope. Man. Not true, sir. Yeah. Not true. Way more. David, go ahead.
I kind of have a two-part question. First of all, do you think Rob ever misused any of the money that he raised after the accident with his child?
I can tell you right now, I have no factual reasons to believe he did. I don't. I never did. I don't know the answer to that. You're not asking me for my opinion. But factually, I don't know. I don't have any reason to believe he did.
Okay, and do you think that accident kept him on the show longer than he would have normally been if it was just a normal situation?
No, he was good, especially out of the gate. He was exactly what I wanted. When we hired Rob, it wasn't a job that Spanish couldn't do, but I wanted to bring somebody in that had experience working on another radio show so perhaps they could bring some stuff to this show that was fresh. Now we could all learn some new stuff, and he came in blazing, came in pretty good. And that certainly was a horrible distraction for the show, but there was no sympathy keeping him around. I mean, he only went that way. No, we didn't talk about firing Rob. He got himself in trouble that one day and handled it the wrong way. So hope that answers your question the best, sir. Dan, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. This is a question for Joey. I don't know if he's participating, but for Joey.
He's in, sir. He can hear you.
Yes, sir. All right. Do you ever feel either unappreciated or jealous that you're not more on the show? I'm not sure about behind the scenes. I'm sure he's a lot more active than we know through the air.
Right.
But does he wish he had a spot at that table with you with a microphone in front of him putting out his views like y'all do?
All right, Joe, do you ever feel unappreciated and wish you were in here at the microphone?
Well, I do feel wildly unappreciated.
by us or by the company? Okay.
By the company, but no, I'm very comfortable behind the scenes, and I'm very happy in my role. If you ever needed me to do something, I would certainly do it. But I'm totally comfortable where I am.
All right, I hope that's a good enough answer for you, sir. Definitely feels unappreciated by the company.
Wildly.
Okay, we get it.
We unplug him.
Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Quick question: are you guys currently looking for someone to replace Rob?
Well, no, we never really were. Spanish got the job as executive producer, and both Carmen and Spanish got a little bit of a promotion. Not to say that we won't hire somebody to be that extra person in the room. What the hell was that?
I think it's his car.
Whose car?
Your time's up.
getting ready out of gas.
Oh, I thought that was like emergency broadcasting.
Oh, God.
I would love to see Jess the Midget or Amanda or Kevin or somebody be involved in the show to grow the show a little bit. But no, currently the positions are where they are. Josh, go ahead. Last couple of calls for Under Oath.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Josh.
For as much as Spanish seems to be kind of the whipping boy of the show, I had a question for Galvin. And do you think he sincerely deserved the promotion that Mike was just talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think he was the right choice, and I think that could have probably happened earlier. You know, and because we know that he fits with the show, and we know he's going to do his best job he possibly can.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not told, Trevor. You didn't ask. Yeah, no. Thank you. Thomas, go ahead.
All right, this question's for Galvin.
Yep.
Years ago, when you worked on the radio up in the Panhandle, I lived in Fort Walton Beach for a while.
Yeah.
So I was hooking up with this girl, and she said she went on a date with you one time, and you guys went back to her house, and she went to the bathroom, and when she came out, you had a shirt, a button-up on only, and the rest of your clothes were off.
I can tell you, awesome. Galvin doesn't own any button-ups.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not my move.
She said Galvin did that, and he came out, and he was like, "What's up? I'm in my button-up shirt."
She said he was laying on her couch with just a button-up shirt on. Like, hey,
please be true.
No.
Please be true.
First off, I would get totally naked if I was going to do that.
Right.
And it would be a situation where she was like, dude, you know, let's do this. I'm going to go get ready in the bathroom. Right. You get ready out here. But I'm not leaving just my shirt on. That's a weird look.
You think it was Murph?
It could have been. Who knows?
Thank you, sir. Danielle, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My question is for Spanish, and I'd like everybody else's opinion on it, too.
All right.
Since you've gotten the promotion, are you feeling a little bit more pressure? Sometimes you sound a little bit more nervous. How do you think you're doing with it?
I think I'm doing all right. But, yes, I feel much more pressure, much more stressed, you know, just a lot more moving parts to keep track of. And, I just don't want to mess it up, and I want to do the best. So, you know.
Is it what you expected?
It's what I expected. It's, I got to say, honestly, Galvin and Mike have helped me more, especially, you know, when Rob left, helped me get into my groove. So it's been nice.
That's good. Okay.
I'm nervous now.
Yeah, you should be.
I have a question for Spanish.
Yes.
This is Under Oath Spanish today. Since you and Kelly have been exclusive.
Yeah.
Have you committed to that promise you made to her?
Yes, unfortunately, I have committed to that promise of exclusivity.
Yeah, but I think he has.
What about Kelly?
I don't know. I don't want to ask.
Oh, you don't even ask?
No, I don't want to ask. Like, I'm still tainted from my last relationship, so I still feel like there's, you know, funny business going on.
And
like,
every girl's cheated on you, so.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Do you think Kelly banged anybody at the last festival she went? Like, any festival she went to without you?
Well, I know that when she went to Bonnaroo years ago, I don't know if she banged anybody, but I know that, you know, she made out with some dude.
Oh, that's so, hurt.
It does hurt.
No wonder why you're like, I gotta go to every festival.
Yeah, it really, really sucked when she came back. It was absolutely
devastating.
Did she tell
you?
No, I caught her in a lie, and that's how I feel.
Oh, lie!
She She didn't lie. She just withheld the truth, I guess.
That's not bad.
Did you cry? I did not cry. Like, I wept. I didn't cry.
That's worse.
It is worse. It is
like wept is.
And wept meaning like when I confronted her about it and she was like, "Yes, you caught me." I welled up and I was like, "Man, I thought you were different, but this is like the same thing that keeps
just
happening
like
to me."
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Just like me.
Oh,
but yeah,
Rosemary, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. This is for you.
All right.
What famous singer does Carmen remind you of and or look like?
Dee Snider.
Hey. Oh,
from Twisted Sister.
That sounds like a man.
What do you look like? What singer? I don't know. Do you think of anybody?
No.
I saw her for the first time, I guess, on Facebook, and she reminded me of Lady Gaga.
She's a little Gaga quality to you.
Yeah.
She's like a little bit prettier than Gaga.
I was about to say, Lady Gaga's kind of
ugly. But she kind of reminded me of her.
Yeah, I guess.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful, but she's more attractive.
Nowhere near as talented.
Yeah, no. I know that.
Dave, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Dave.
Hey. A quick explanation of this question. So when I was 16 years old, I applied for a job at Publix. If I had got that job, my children would not have been born because I never would have met their mothers. So my question is, do you guys have any moments in your life that you thought were insignificant at the time but turned out that it changed the course of everything?
Yes, I know mine.
What is yours?
Mine was, I can remember the day I used to listen to you guys daily back when I was going to college, and I wasn't going to call in to become an intern, and you said on the air, "Man, we really need an intern," and I decided, I was like, you know what?
I was speaking right
I'm gonna
to
call.
You.
I was like, I'm just going to call and see you, and Dinah answered the phone, and that was it for me, because I never thought in a million years I would ever be doing this. I was going to be a dentist.
I know mine.
What?
Mine was, I just moved down here. I'd only been living in Florida for 6 months. And the way I got into bars was doing bikini contests.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one, and this guy asked, you know, he was older. He's in his 30s, asking me, flirting with me, seeing what I want to do. And I was like, "Oh, I think I want to be a weather girl."
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "Well, I can help you out. Let me take a picture of you in your bikini." And I let him do it, and here I am.
Yeah, and he texted to me.
Yep.
I would think when I moved to Florida and we went to a nightclub that I eventually worked at, a waitress asked us. She goes, "Are you guys looking for jobs? You guys could be bouncers here." And I was like, "Huh, we probably could." And we got hired as working there, and then met the radio people through that, and then wound up getting a job in radio because of that. Like I would not have thought about working in that nightclub had she not said that.
That's a good I never knew that about you.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You bring me up to so the day I met my wife, I was with a Mons Venus girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mons Venus girl for the first time was a lock, and Mons Venus was like the hottest strip club. And I was like, I can lock this in, or I could pursue that I probably am not going to be able to get. And I left the Mon Venus girl for my wife, who totally shot me down. And then the Mon Venus girl got mad at me because I left to go talk to another girl, and I lost out on both of it.
Had
I not done that, I gave my wife my phone number, and she said, "I have a boyfriend." I said, "Well, call me when you break up with him." And she called me a year later.
Damn.
So that night, you know, my whole life would be totally different if that didn't happen. You know, I was already in radio and all that stuff, but I certainly wouldn't have my my kids, or I'd have them with some skeevy stripper from Las Vegas. So.
Probably.
Thank you, sir. Max, last couple of calls. Max, go ahead.
Spanish.
Yes.
Was it your intention when you got into this relationship to be cuckold?
He's not cuckold.
Yeah, I don't.
Come on, man.
Cuckold means, sir, do you know what that means?
Yes, it means that Spanish lets his girl do whatever she wants.
No.
Whether it be...
Listen, I'd be the first person to crap on Spanish, but that's not how it is at all.
All right, trying to crap, but not all over Spanish.
I know, I got you.
I think it's horrible that he's made a pact, and she's not in it. He's a good guy, but she's just not in the same pact.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Well, how do you know, sir? Maybe she is.
Yeah.
Maybe unless you know something we don't.
Well, listen. You don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you for that, Max.
Kevin, go ahead.
To Bonnaroo.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is about Carmen and Blaine last week when Carmen said that Blaine walked in on her when she was trying to finish up. So the question is for everybody. Have any of you guys got caught pounding the clown, and by who?
Pounding the clown? I've had a couple of people walk in. Like, my wife's caught me a couple times, but I don't know if she knows. Like, I'm pretty quick. I got ninja-like skills. I know when I was in college, my roommate used to wake up all the time and be like, go back to bed. I'm trying to get something done. And but other than that, nobody's ever walked in where I'm like, you know, like,
like a grandma's
pounding
boy.
The clown and my eyes are all crossed or anything like that. Carmen, have you ever been caught in a legit way besides Blaine?
No. I lived by myself for 3 years before that.
You know, the Russian was watching you.
No. Oh, yeah. I usually did it when he wasn't home.
Yeah.
Your mom caught you?
My grandmother caught me.
Oh.
Yeah. They live in Puerto Rico, and I was spending the summer there, and they have a bathroom that's like, it was part of their garage, and I thought I had the door locked, and I did not. And she walked into the bathroom like,
hi, Dios míos.
Dude, that to this day is probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
What did she say to you?
She didn't say anything. She just looked all crazy, and I was like, ah!
Oh, gross.
And then she walked out, and we never spoke of it to this day.
I was doing laundry, and it was when I lived in an apartment complex, and I was doing laundry, and I was in the laundry room, and I was right in the middle of it.
In the laundry room in your apartment complex?
And my neighbor walked in, finally. No, I'm kidding. That's totally a lie.
Gross.
Never
mind. Dark Cloud, who killed her ex-husband. What do you got, Dark Cloud?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, today is the 15-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. You got out.
Yeah, the charges are no longer pending.
Yeah.
It's outside statute of the statute of limitations.
Well, my question is to everyone is, do you guys really think that I killed him on purpose or that it was an accident?
Okay, let me let my listeners know we're talking about. This lady is a truck driver who used to drive with her husband, and she backed into him by accident and squished him between him and another truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you totally killed him. I'm wondering if I can get my wife to go for a ride in your truck for a little while.
I think it was a complete accident. I don't know how you guys even back those things in. And the fact that he was walking in between two things, it was just, you know.
Yeah, that's what makes me think that she was like, quick, go in the back and get one of these.
I think
which, by the way, I'm totally cool with it. I'm not judging you.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Carmen? Spanish, whatever.
Yeah, Dark Cloud, I totally think you killed him on purpose.
I was going to say, you just find it, you are way too comfortable with it in the jokes. Like, I feel like you would be a little bit more sad if you did it on accident. So, yes, I think there was a little.
3-1.
Are you here to confess?
Wow. Yeah, I confess, it was an accident.
Wink, 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 wink. I got you. Thank you, Pumpkin. Rob, go ahead. Last two calls.
Hey, Mike, Cleveland listener, I love the segment. Hey, quick question for Carmen. Under oath, is Galvin, I've noticed during Sporkle, he's really been snippy and short. Like, she's the only one judging.
It's competitive.
Yeah, but Spanish wins like two games every year. Why can't he be the judge? And it just be bringing a third person to play, bringing Miller.
I can't just have a guy come in the morning for one break to play. Right. Those people have jobs, you know?
Yeah, but Spanish is terrible at Sporkle. Yes. I'd rather hear somebody that's actually competitive.
I think he's been doing a lot
Rob,
better.
Rob, real quick, let me ask you this. Rob, I'm putting you under oath. Do you think I'm snippy and short with reason, though? Or do you think I'm being ridiculous and I like, there's points that I lose and I just argue for no point?
I think it's definitely competitive, and it definitely goes down to the judge sometimes, but Tap-Tap can't catch everything in a different room. And, yeah, I mean, I think you argue things and Mike argues things that you feel you won, but it's just Sporkle. I mean, it's one point that isn't going to matter.
See, that's why you don't win, Rob. That's why you wouldn't win Sporkle. You got to take it serious. And I think both Mike and I both argue when we think we have the point. And I will be the first one to say, even if I get awarded a point, I'll go, no way, that was Mike or that was Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give it up.
I have a question for you, Galvin.
Okay.
And you have to answer honestly.
Okay.
Do you now agree that Ron Bass is a celebrity?
No, I think that he is known in such a small circle. Obviously he was in the WWE, which is a big deal, but there are plenty of guys who were in the NFL and Major League Baseball that are not celebrities.
That don't have action figures.
He's not famous. He's not a household.
So if you were the judge and you had no money depending on it, you would take away the points.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I would.
Last call. Aaron, you are up last for Under Oath. What do you got, Aaron?
All right, here we go, Mike. For you, buddy. Out of all the people that you've been in radio with that ended with broken relationship, is there anyone on the show that you would replace with one of those people if that relationship never got broken and everything was healthy between you?
That's a good question. Well, I don't know if I'd replace anybody, but I would add maybe.
Okay.
I would add to the show. I'm trying to think of who that would be, though. Who?
Nothing.
I liked Amy, my very first producer that I had when I was at the country station. I think she, I wish there was some place that she could have been here this whole time. I'm trying to think of big players. No. Yeah, no. Certainly nobody I would replace.
If it makes it easier, you can remove all the scandal that's behind any of these people.
I'm not thinking about scandal. I'm just trying to think of who I thought was so talented that I would like to work with them. And the only one I really ever thought was talented was Manson, and I think that talent ran out about 10 years ago. So I'm trying to think of. Anyway, I'm missing? Trying to be as honest as I can, sir.
No worries. Hey, yeah. I got a funny one for you. The guy that was talking about getting walked in on, if you were on the cruise and Carmen walked in on you while you were playing solo, would you stop or just keep going this is okay?
Oh, I think I'd be horrified. I'd love to be like, hey, Carmen, what's up? But if she walked in, I'd be like, oh, I got an itch. It was scratching my itch. It was air drumming and all that other stuff.
It all depends on her reaction.
Yeah. That's true. If she walked in and she was like, what's up? I'd be like, what's up with you?
But if she shrieked in horror.
Or if she just started laughing.
Oh.
Or just started throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh. Which would probably be the case because I'd be so drunk.
Carmen, what if we all know about the time you climbed into my bed naked?
Yeah.
What if, look, you're with Blaine, I'm married, but what if you were in my bed and you were like, I'm going to do this over here, and I was like, I'm going to do this over here, and we're like next to each other.
That's weird.
I know.
I can't even have Blaine in the same room as me while I do it.
Oh, I know, but I'd rub your back.
Oh, no, don't touch me. Don't look at me.
I'd lick your face.
Oh my God. You know where I mean? I'd never be able to touch myself again.
Yeah.
What if he was just to suck your toes while you're doing it?
Nope. Out. Out. No.
Dirty Patty's pub feet.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
I got to be honest with you. Carmen, you could get right out of the bathtub with lovely man. You could have two Asian ladies scrubbing your toes, and I don't want them in my mouth.
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't want to do that to anybody. If my wife said, please do this to me, I would do it. But other than that, no. Oof. I don't want to.
What?
Yeah, no.
You got to try things.
I don't want. It's gross.
It's not that gross. Yeah. It's actually really pleasurable.
Okay.
So.
All right. I have
a question.
Oh, yes.
I have a question for Mike and Galvin.
Man in the pink.
Has there ever been a time where either of you thought maybe in the heat of an argument or something that one of us should have been fired, but
you're
was
always
kept on?
Want to know if you're going to get fired.
Yep.
That's your question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There has been a time.
Yes.
When? That you thought I should be fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I was like, today he should be fired. The only time I ever said in the last 10 years he needs to be fired was after this last cruise.
For me?
No.
Oh,
about
thank
Rob.
God.
When Rob wrote that stuff about the cruise line because he had food poisoning, whatever bull crap excuse he had on top of the fake letter that he, on top of the fake post about not being invited to dinner and all that stuff, I was like, if he does this again, he needs to be fired. That was the only time I ever actually said those words out loud. But there were times where I was like, he's not going to make the cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
With you. Yeah.
Oh, really?
With both of you.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
that was like a long time ago, though,
why?
Right?
Ooh, I would say that you two on the cruise, the 1 year, especially Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Stinky me pantyhose.
Carmen almost didn't make that cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
pretty rough.
That was rough.
Fourth wedding.
It was your fourth wedding?
No.
What the hell did you just say?
I said it was their fourth wedding.
The hell are you talking about?
Oh, not you not showing up for that.
Oh, I didn't care. I'm talking about the first one.
Out of your mind at the...
That wasn't the first one. That was the second one.
Okay, the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay. Not mad at you now. Either one of you. But Spanish, you came dangerously close a couple times not making the cut.
Really?
Yeah.
But when, though?
Mm.
I mean, just like... You just remember being angry at me, or
no, not angry, just sadly disappointed, and
just kind of like you should know.
Not only that, but I'm like, if he doesn't know by now, he's never.
Oh,
know.
Right. Yeah, that's not recent though, right?
I mean, like not this year.
Okay,
but last year,
really?
We're only like 2.5 months in.
Carmen, you're making this much worse.
I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm completely lying.
Okay, okay.
Under oath, man, under oath, I'm joking. That I have not felt that way.
Kill myself.
No, the Galvin, good point there. The cruise thing was very. I was very angry, but, you know, my anger lasts a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's over.
Okay.
Oh, well, this wasn't really as embarrassing as I thought it might be, and certainly not as informative, but some new questions. This is why we space it out. We don't do it very often. That is Under Oath.